Hey, 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 welcome to the Pod Chick Show. I'm your host, Audrey Bell Kearney, known as the Pod Chick. So this episode is talking about should your podcast be on Roku? Now, for those of you who don't know what Roku is a streaming TV device that you connect to your TV and turn your TV into a smart TV, or you can just buy a Roku television and it's already a smart TV, which is kind of cool. So let me give you a little bit of background about who I am. So my company is called ABK Media Group, and that's what I do. I create Roku channels and Fire TV channels and Alexa apps and Alexa skills and all that stuff for business owners who are trying to get more exposure for the business. So I'm doing the Pod Chick as a part of the One Funnel Away Challenge with Russell Brunson. And I was like, okay. And one of the things, I got three big bodacious goals, right, with this whole ClickFunnels thing. So one of my goals is to take my podcast, Good Morning Gwinnett, to get it to 1 million subscribers or 1 million downloads or a combination of both. So right now, the podcast is sitting on iTunes, Amazon Fire, Alexa, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast. It's everywhere. It's on 20 platforms right now, right? So my Good Morning Gwinnett podcast is on 20 platforms right now, right? So I'm sitting here and I was like, okay, now I got to get it on Roku. So I have to build a Roku app for that. Now, here's the thing. Somebody may say, well, why do I need to have my podcast on Roku? I have a channel on Roku, a video channel on Roku. I know for a fact that when you put your podcast, when you put your show up on Roku, you're going to get about 3,000 subscribers in like the next 45 days. You are to your channel, right? That is huge. I've been on YouTube about 5 years and I don't have 3,000 subscribers. Why is that? Because YouTube is so many people on YouTube, you would think that I would have 5,000 subscribers, right? I've been on Roku 6 years. I have 103,000 subscribers to my channel. I haven't put up a video on the channel in about 2.5 years. I haven't touched it in about 2.5 years now, but I have 103,000 subscribers. Roku has an audience looking for content, right? They don't have 1 billion people over there fumbling around because there's 5 billion video channels up there. There are only about 4,000, 5,000 Roku channels on Roku. Let me put this in perspective for you. There are about 4,000 or 5,000, probably 5,000 now, Roku channels, right? But there are about 65 million people that watch Roku, right? That's why this is so powerful. So yes, you need a Roku channel for your podcast. Yes, you do. Because if you're trying to get this, if you're trying to get exposure everywhere, that's an audience that you can tap into that you don't have the access to right now. So Roku is in about 20 countries, probably more now. Last time I checked, they were in 20 countries. I just built a channel for a TV network out in Stockbridge, Georgia. And the last time I checked, they were in 20 countries. And so they may be in more countries right now. They may be in more countries, but that's a smaller group of people, a smaller group of competition, because it's only 4,000 or 5,000, not 5 billion like on YouTube. YouTube has about 5 billion YouTube channels. There are about 5 billion blog posts out there. There are only 660,000 podcasts, and I guarantee you it's probably only about maybe 500 on Roku. I'm going to be on Roku with my podcast. Even this podcast is going to be on Roku. The Pod Chick is going to be on Roku talking about podcasting. So yes, your podcast should have a Roku channel, especially if you're trying to get exposure. Now, somebody may be saying, well, isn't Roku video? Yep, but it also has a space for you to put audio, just audio. So, and here's the other thing. You can go right now and create videos from your audios through a site called Headliners. Headliners give you these really cute little video things that you can take your audio and turn into a video. There are a lot of those little things out there. You can take your audio and turn them to videos. I use Spreaker for my Good Morning Gwinnett show, right? Spreaker automatically transfers over to post to my YouTube channel. That turns my podcast into a video. That then goes to my Amazon Fire TV channel. And now it's like they're looking at a picture, but they can hear me talk about what I'm talking about. That's why this is powerful. So there are software programs out there right now that you could use to turn your audio into videos and then put it on a Roku channel. So yeah, I mean, what could it hurt? Like, once you pay to get your channel developed, what could it hurt? Now, here's the other thing. If you start getting thousands of people coming to your show because you got a good show on Roku, now you can go back to your advertiser and say, hey, listen, I got 3,000 people on my show. I'm going to put this show right here. But see, I kind of slowed around a little bit with Good Morning Gwinnett because Good Morning Gwinnett is so local. Like, it's talking about what's happening right here in my county where I live in Georgia. Good Morning Gwinnett is like, Gwinnett County is a county that I live in, right? So it's so local. I was like, it's not a big deal that I put it up there yet. But this show is a global type show because I'm talking about podcasting, growing and starting the podcast and what's going on in the podcasting industry. You know, who's doing what in this industry. This is a real global show. This is not just my right next door kind of neighbor show. This is a show for anybody that podcasts, anybody that's looking to podcast, you know, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. So I know for a fact that I'm going to put this, like, once I get to 5 episodes, this show, which is going to be the end of this week, because I have to do this every day based on my one funnel away challenge. You know, I have to publish every day. Now, the crazy thing is I didn't have to launch the show because I publish on my Good Morning Gwinnett show 4 days a week. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of me talking. I'm going to have to start getting something from my throat, but I'm talking so much. This is going to be every day. Every day for the next 365 days. That is a lot of talking. But I'm sharing my thoughts about this industry. I'm sharing my tools and tips about how I'm going to do to grow my Good Morning Gwinnett show. Also, now I'm going to be growing this show. So you never know what's going to happen. I'm loving this. I'm loving being this whole pie chick thing. Like, I'm the more I think about her, she's the pie chick. I'm going to create a whole persona around her and get out there and let people and introduce people to the pie chick. That's me. I have created this persona for myself, the pie chick. That's why you listen to the pie chick show. So listen, that's all I got for you today. I'll be back again tomorrow, God willing. It's the 4th of July weekend. Be safe. I know for some of you that starts today. Be safe. Be safe out there, guys. And listen, think about getting a Roku channel for your podcast. If you need a Roku channel for your podcast, go to ABK Media Group, abkmediagroup.com, and click on, click on services, and you'll see that I do channels for anything you need. If you got video, audio, you can get a channel on Fire TV, Alexa, and Roku. I'll be back again tomorrow, God willing. Until next time, make it a great day.